It's such a fundamental thing
for the awakening soul, or for the person who's discovering that magnificent universe within, that all of those emotions that you experience, the rage and the hate and the anger and the bitterness and the tension and the stress and all that emotional baggage that we carry around with us, comes from our thoughts. It's like when you're in a dream and you're sound asleep and you're having a dream, and everything is in thought when you're in your dream. Perhaps you're having an angry exchange with someone in your dream, and you're hitting them, and you're biting, and then you're punching them, and you're screaming, and you're scratching at them and everything. And you wake up and you look back on the dream and you realize that it was all thought. I mean, everything was thought. The character that you're in fighting with is a thought. And the scratching and the hitting, that's all thought. I mean, it's just all going on in your mind. And you look at yourself and you realize that you're breathing hard. Your blood pressure is up, and that your jaws may be clenched, and your fist may be clenched, and there's a tightness about you, and that all came from thought. And it's like an illusion. I mean, the real cause of it wasn't the person, because the person was a thought. The real cause of all of this stuff that you're experiencing in your body right now as you're awake, looking back on this dream, was just thoughts. Created it all. That your thoughts can make your blood pressure go up. Your thoughts can make your skin flush. It can give you an ulcer. It can make you cry. It can make you enraged. And it can make you a killer, your thoughts. That's within each one of us, those thoughts. So that when you discover that, and that's one of the beauties of knowing why you dream. I mean, everything that you do in that state, you're capable of doing in the awakened state, if you will. And so you look at the awakened state and you look at the things that make you angry and you realize that they're just thoughts. That he doesn't really make you angry. He can't. That you make yourself angry over your way of processing who he is or who she is. And that your sadness and your stress are really thoughts, that there's no stress out there. That there's only stressful thinking and then acting on the stressful thoughts. So you begin to see that it's like... That all of my problems, all of my difficulties, all of my emotional charging and stuff that I don't really want to defend, all comes from my thoughts, my thinking, my mind, which is where your divineness resides. And so what you do is you go to work on that. You don't go to work on your emotions. You go to work on what creates those emotions, and especially the ones that don't work for you.